You may remember the song The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel that came out in 1969 on the album Bridge Over Troubled Water. Paul Simon wrote it when he felt like he was being unfairly criticized. And he said it was an autobiographical song and it had some references from the Bible. And he wrote it, it goes back to his early days when he was trying to break into the music business and he was playing in coffee houses and folk clubs, and he was just an unknown songwriter and musician trying to get noticed, trying to break into the music business. And the first three verses are in the first person. I'll read those to you. I am just a poor boy, though my story's seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocketful of mumbles. Such are promises, all lies and jests. Still, a man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers, just a come on from the whores on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were some times I was so lonesome that I took some comfort there. And then the last verse is in the third person, and it describes a boxer who is beaten over and over, but it says at the last line, the fighter remains. In the clearing stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down and cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, but the fighter remains. Well, the song points out, I think, that life is a struggle. For some people, life is a struggle all the time, all their lives, especially those who are born without privileges and who have to fight for everything. And life is a struggle, and I think he captures that in this poem of a young person trying to make it in the world and trying to struggle to become known. And there's a lot of honesty and rawness and truth about that portrayal of life as a struggle. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi. Francis was born in 1182 to a wealthy family in Italy. And when he grew up, he renounced all the luxuries that he was born with and that his family had, and he decided to take on a life of poverty when God called him. He heard that gospel preached where Jesus says, sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor and then come follow me. And he took that literally. And so he went about, he traveled on foot. He begged for his food, and he just relied upon the kindness of people wherever he went. He preached the gospel, he told everybody about the love of God, and over time he began to attract some followers, and he became famous and well-known, and he started the Franciscan Order, which grew and grew and still remains today as a very important order in the Catholic Church. He was always among the poor. He never tried to be high and mighty. He didn't go to the great cathedrals. He didn't go into great places of power. He didn't go to rich people, but he stayed with ordinary people. The people of the streets, the people of the farms, those are the people that Francis went to. And he brought great change to the church. It was like a fresh breeze entered the Catholic Church, and it brought great renewal to the church. Well, in our gospel today, Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is speaking in this passage to the crowds who have, you know, come to see him. Jesus was just like Francis. He did not stay in the big cities and in the big synagogues and in the places of power with rich people, but Jesus traveled on foot throughout the countryside. He stopped at farms and villages and towns, and he ministered to the ordinary people, to common poor people. They were peasant farmers, they were sharecroppers, they were hired hands. These are people who didn't have much. And he was always laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know, as Paul Simon says. So these are people who are on the bottom of society. Landowners took advantage of them. The Roman soldiers pushed them around. Their own religious leaders made these huge demands on them. It was said that the law of Moses was like a yoke that you would put on you to follow all the law, all the 600 and some laws of Moses. But over time, it had become a very heavy yoke, a heavy burden that the people were required to carry. So Jesus says to them, "Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." So he offered something completely different to the ordinary people than was being offered to them. You know, life is a struggle. Jesus knew that life was a struggle for the people because he traveled among them. He lived among them. He was one of them. And so Jesus came to encourage those who were discouraged, to remember those who were forgotten, to lift up those who had been beat down, and to pay attention to those who had been ignored. He says, "Come to me, all who are heavy and weary, and heavy laden and weary." You know, our current Pope Francis, I chose the name Francis when he was elected. He said that during the election, a cardinal came up to him and whispered to him, "Never forget the poor." And he thought of Francis and how he always had a concern for the poor. And that's why he chose that name, Francis. And he has said, "I want us to be a church that is poor and for the poor." And he's brought a real breath of fresh air into the church. And I think a lot of people have been attracted to that message because they realize how important that is. So think back to a time in your life when you were young and poor and struggling. Probably it was one of the times in your life that you remember the sharpest. It was probably a time when you were most alive and when you learned the most about yourself and you learned about the world. There's a real honesty to being poor. Jesus knew that, and Francis knew that. Well, in a sense, I think we are all poor. At different times, we all struggle with our lives. We struggle with the things that come up, with transitions, with changes, with losses. And in one way or another, we all have some poverty of soul. And so these lines of Jesus speak to us also, I think, in our poverty. "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Amen.